Now the topic for today is this. Now that the Lord came, are the Ten Commandments no longer required? I'll repeat the question. Of course, most of the world says that now that the Lord came, the blood of Jesus Christ is all we need, and the commandments, although were good, are not necessary today. Most of them use Colossians and Romans to discard the Word of God, saying that these things were nailed to the cross. We'll get there. The question again, now that the Lord came, are the Ten Commandments no longer required? If you go with me, please, to Genesis 26, and we'll start there, and we'll go from Genesis. I tried to go from Genesis as much as possible with the questions, always to the book of Revelation, because that's the entirety of the Bible. From, as the world would say, which is false, what they're saying, I look at the Word of God from leather to leather, from Genesis to Revelation, and yet they're walking around with half a Bible. How more hypocritical can you possibly be? Of course, most of them don't understand that it's Satan, the devil's church, little g. That's what they're up against. And they don't know this because God hasn't given them the revelation to see these things. Listen, brethren. Listen and hear today in your ears the truths from God Almighty, only from His servant. Listen carefully. It is my good pleasure to be able to expound on the Word of God in spirit and in truth, according to John 4, as the Lord Himself spoke to the woman at the well. And not only that, He taught the Word of God and the Gospel, Jesus Christ, mainly and mostly on the Sabbath day, but every day. But to get the attention of the people on the Sabbath day, which were keeping the correct day, He went into the synagogues and He taught the Gospel. We are now in a teaching place. This would be like a synagogue on the Sabbath day. But the Lord is not here, but He's got me speaking on His behalf. Listen, I'm not putting no glory on Ricky. I'm telling you the truth from God. Or He would be here Himself. Listen carefully, brethren. Genesis 26, starting at verse 5. Because that Abram obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Remember, brethren, some of these things to them that know is a history lesson, but that's fine. We always need to hear repeated and repeated in our ears what the real deal is, lest we forget, and lest we turn and go back into the world again and be destroyed because we have too much. God has given us too much. If we go back now, the Lord says that the only thing wait for us is Gehenna fire. And whatever the Lord put from letter to letter, you could take to the bank, that He will do, whether it's from a future event or what He will do to you and I. These things you could take to the bank, brethren. But my main thing to show you in Genesis 26, that these things were not codified. The codification of the law in stone, written, and then written in a book, did not come until Exodus 20. Understand what I'm saying, because it's very, very important that Abraham kept the same exact laws that we are commanded by God to keep today. Some would say out there that we're working by works. Nonsense. It couldn't be further from the truth. We're just obeying God, that they say that they keep from letter to letter in the obedience to God. They do not. Most good people only keep the last six commandments. Had it been given to them to know, they would understand and they would be here today, because God would reveal to them the first four commandments. As a matter of fact, I'm just saying this out loud, that we need to make a lot more copies of the resurrection on Sunday. We need to do that, because that is the key of all the pamphlets that we have. The key pamphlet was the resurrection on Sunday. And I told people, an abundance of people this week, had the world knew what day the Lord resurrected on, the Catholic Church would have had no influence at all on them, saying that they had the right to change the commandment of God from the seventh day to the first day, because they said Christ rose on Sunday. He did not rise on Sunday. He rose within the Sabbath day, just before the Sabbath was approaching to be over. He was put in the tomb just at evening, on a Wednesday evening, and he rose just before sundown, on Saturday, which would constitute 3 days and three nights. I told this lady in a very, very simple example this week, and she didn't even realize that I was pointing out the exact timing of the Lord. And I give this example to most people so they can get it. If I had a box of gold for you, and it was a Wednesday evening, I want you to listen to this carefully, and it was a Wednesday evening, and I said to you, in 3 days and in three nights, you needed to come and I would give you the box of gold and it would be yours. But I'll tell you this, if you come before or you come after, it is not yours anymore. The gold is not yours. Every single person, barring none, said that they would come to retrieve that box of gold on Saturday evening, just before sundown. And then I would tell them this, that is exactly when the Lord was put in the tomb, and it's exactly when he was resurrected, Wednesday evening to Saturday evening. 3 days, three nights, he says, the Lord, in his own words, exactly how Jonah was, it's exactly how I will be, 3 days and three nights in the belly of the grave. And that is the only sign that I will give. Really, he was talking about the whole world. So I'm saying to you on the tape, listen carefully, we know these teachings already, that if you are worshiping another day, because of the fact that you believe that Sunday was the day, you are worshiping a different Christ, a different spirit, and you are listening to a different gospel according to 2 Corinthians 11 around verse 4. You are following a different Christ. And there's only another spirit out there that's in the God realm, is Satan the devil. That's what he was talking about. Because as you continue reading 2 Corinthians 11, it shows that Satan the devil also appears as an angel of light, and his ministers for a short time can be ministers of righteousness. To be a minister of righteousness, you have to be keeping and teaching the commandments of God. But these men come in and they have a twist. And if you're not in your Bibles, you will not recognize the twist, and you will start walking away from the Lord your God. And Satan will start winning the battle, because he wants you destroyed, because he knows, he himself falls into Hebrews 10, because he blasphemed God Almighty. He knew the truth when he was around the throne of the living God, and he was Lucifer. He knew the truth. What could God teach Satan the devil? Nothing. That's why he's going to be detained and tortured, really. But detention is torture also. And that's his fate, according to Revelation 20. I'll say this, and I'll bet almost all the tea in China, if I had it, this, that Michael Jackson is sweating the sweat you would not believe today. Because he knows that he's facing at least 20 years of detention. And that's why they got a watch on him. And that's why he'll be locked up immediately. Because A, he'll either run or kill himself. If he's found guilty, he will be locked up and detained right there and then. But I'm telling you, that man would rather face death than be detained. And I'm saying to you, this is the fate of Satan. But God is more merciful to us because he's raising us up flesh, if that's the case. In the end, we'll be thrown into Gehenna fire with everybody else at once if we're playing games with God. And that's according to Isaiah 1. But once you are changed in a moment in the spirit, into spirit, in a twinkling of an eye, that cannot be done to you anymore. That's why God is working with the elect, the chosen, and the saints of God now, that understand and their eyes are opened. Of course, even the Lord said in Mark, I believe 9 or 10, when he was talking about that they had forgotten to take bread, he said to them, do you not see yet? Do you not hear yet? But see, when you back up in the scriptures, when he was feeding the 12,000, it said that it wasn't given to his disciples to understand or realize these things. Because when they were looking for a sign from heaven, listen to what I'm saying. When they were looking for a sign from heaven, a special sign, did they get it? Can you feed 5,000 with two fish and a couple of loaves of bread, or vice versa? Can you feed 25 or 30 on a couple of pieces of fish and to this until they're satisfaction and they're full, and then have 12 baskets left over? That was a sign from the Almighty God from heaven. They didn't see it. It wasn't given for them to see. And when he told them about the leaven, which is sin, in the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they thought he was talking about because they forgot to bring bread. And then he told them, I'm going to paraphrase it. That's when he said, when are you going to see and when are you going to hear? Don't you remember that I fed 5,000 with a couple of fish? And how many scraps or fragments did you pick up? Oh, 5,000, Lord. Then why don't you see? I'm not talking about bread. I could fill this whole boat, in other words, I'm paraphrasing, I could fill this whole boat up until it's sunk with fish. I'm talking about the leaven of the Pharisees and the Herodians, which is sin. That's what I'm talking about. That's what you should be looking towards. That's what you and I should be looking toward. That's what God has opened and revealed all these things to us, so we can see what sin is and stay far from it. Because if you're sinning and practicing sin, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. You can't do it. Christ said it. Paul said it. All the men of God said it. All the way back to leather. God's men have spoken these things. Tell me where he says that it's okay for you to sin and you would be able to inherit the kingdom of God. Show me these things. Show me where these things are. Where are they? They're in the minds of men that want to do the things, and they these things, and they don't want to keep the commandments of God. That's what these men want to do. A lot of these men, I'm not saying all, a lot of these ministers and preachers are going along with the last six commandments, but most of them and a lot of them, after they come up off their pulpit, are on 436 somewhere. Or they're dealing with somebody in the congregation as a hypocrite. Those are not men of God. They're of the God of the little g, which is Satan the devil. Of course, they're ignorant. But see, God has a way of taking care of even the ignorant in this life. He'll take you to task. Either you'll come down with some kind of terrible disease that is not curable in any kind of a way, or you'll go broke, or whatever the thing may be, or you'll see your children die before you. Listen to what Ricky's saying today. I'm telling you the truths from God Almighty. Listen carefully. Exodus 15. Exodus 15. Exodus 15. Exodus 15. 22 through 27. Listen. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days into the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name was called Marah, bitterness. That's what it means. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord, Moses, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. Brethren, the children of God today that have the Holy Spirit of God are being proved right now, because he was leading them into a type of the kingdom of God, and them that didn't make it, who were 20 and above, did not go into the kingdom of God. Listen carefully. And he said, "If you will diligently listen to my voice of the Lord your God, and will do which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep his statutes, I will put none," listen, "of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that heals." That also goes for them that touch the word of God, according to Deuteronomy 4 and Revelations 22. These are the things that the Lord is saying he would also bring upon them. Listen. And they came to Elim, where were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters. Exodus 16. Listen carefully. 4-5. Exodus 16, 4-5. Then said the Lord unto Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no." Listen. Again, the Ten Commandments, not codified yet, not written, yet they do. And them that want to say and want to get away from the Word of God, they look for every excuse. Well, they try to get out of these here. You can't. You can't. You can't. And it shall come to pass, listen, and it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare for which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. Drop down to 22. 22 through 36. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, two baskets for one man. Listen, two baskets for one man. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said unto them, this is that which the Lord has said, tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which you shall bake today, and seed that you will seed, and that which remain overlay up for you to be kept unto the morning. Listen carefully, listen carefully. And they laid it up till the morning as Moses bade, and it did not stink, neither were there any worms therein. Teaching. And Moses said, eat that today, for today is the Sabbath unto the Lord. Today you shall find it, today you shall not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, there shall be none. And it came to pass, listen, and it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day to gather, and they found none. Even to today, the same stupidity would be amongst people, showing you that people don't change. Listen. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? And my laws. See, for that the Lord has given you the Sabbath. Therefore, he gives you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide you every man in his place, and let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day, and the house of Israel called the name thereof manna. And it was like coriander seed, white, and it tasted as it was like wafers made of honey. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commands, fill an omer, in other words, a basket of it, to be kept for your generations, that you may see the bread wherewith I fed you in the wilderness when I brought you out from the land of Egypt. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a pot, which was a basket, and put an omer full of manna therein, and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generations. As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept, and the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years, until they came to the land inhabited, They did eat manna, until they came unto the borders of the land of Canaan. Now an omer is the tenth part of an ephah, which is one in one bushels. That's what it means. I looked it up. It's one in one bushels. Just a little more than a bushel, in other words. A little more than a bushel. Of course, I'm just going to hit this briefly because I've got a lot to go to. They also made the Lord mad because they wanted to eat meat. And the Lord brought them all the quails they could possibly think of. But the ones that were the worst ones, they choked on the meat. You can find that in the book of Numbers. They choked on the meat because they kept badgering Aaron and Moses until the Lord, the whole camp was full of quail in the middle of nowhere. These are other examples, brethren, for you and I to show that the Lord has been given and showing miracles from heaven just about forever. And yet, men don't want to believe God unless they see a miracle from on high. Listen, brethren, and listen carefully. Exodus 20. Listen. Exodus 20, 1 through 20. Listen carefully. Now, these are just before the Lord has Moses. This is just before Moses takes the stones and goes up, first of all, goes up for the 40 days up to the mountain of the Lord, not of the Lord, but the mountain. And he goes up there, Sinai. Before he goes up there, the Lord is speaking in their ears. Listen to the words, and then they're codified later. Listen. And the Lord spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, which has brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the land of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make unto you any graven images or any likeness of anything that is under heaven, that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Listen. You shall not bow yourself down to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord your God. I am a jealous God, visiting the sins of the fathers unto the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments, according to 1 John 5:3. That is leather to leather, in a realistic sense, and not in a sense of hypocrisy. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do no work. In other words, occupational work. But on the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. If you want the number, it's 5647. Go look it up. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord, your God, as he was teaching them before he spoke out loud in their ears himself. In it you shall do not any work, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your cattle, nor the stranger that is within your gates. Like I always say to you, Ricky's auto repair is closed today. Even in the sixth day the Lord made the heaven and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. He hallowed it for mankind. There was no Jew or Gentile at that time, only a man and a woman. Honor thy father and thy mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord has given, God has given you. You shall not kill, which means you shall not commit no murder. According to Matthew 19:18, the Lord defines what is being said here. It's murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against thy neighbor. You shall not cover your neighbor's house or your neighbor's wife, nor his maidservant, nor his manservant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise and the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when people saw it, they removed and stood far off. And they said unto Moses, speak you with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God has come to prove you. And that fear may be before your faces, that you sin not. That's the whole idea of the law of God, is that you don't sin, and we have an understanding what God requires of us. That's the reason for the Ten Commandments of God. That's why Jesus Christ went to the cross. We'll get there. And then I'll give you more on that. Exodus 31. Exodus 31. Listen. 13 to 18. Listen carefully. Starting at verse 12. Very important. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, the Lord, the Almighty God, Almighty God, on behalf of the Father, before we became Jesus Christ, is speaking right here. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak you also unto the children of Israel, saying, truly my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation. Now them on the table say, oh geez, that's not for us. Well, let me ask you a question. When you go to, I believe, Romans 2, the last verse, doesn't it say that we should be spiritual Israelites? Spiritual Jews? So I want to nip that right in the bud. As you're hearing this, the children of God, whether Jew or Gentile, since there is only one law, need to be keeping what God says, which are the commandments from God. Remember, the Lord spoke. And when he spoke back in Genesis, that was for our ears also. No Jew, no Gentile, only mankind. Listen. That it would be a sign for me and you throughout your generations. Let you, that you may know that I am the Lord that sanctifies you or sets you aside. Don't forget, according to Deuteronomy 4, we were to be, the Israelite people and us today, should be or should have been like beacons. That when they see that you've got this and this, that, and the other thing, you should always be able to say, it's because that I am obeying the Lord God. These are the reasons why I have these things. Because if you go to Deuteronomy 8, I'm going to paraphrase, the Lord says, do not dare say that when you've gotten all these things, that your hands brought them to you. In other words, always make sure that you glorify the living God, because it's He that not only gives you everything that you have, but every breath that you have. Every breath you take is because God says it's okay for you to take it. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. 14. Listen. You shall keep the Sabbath day, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defiles it shall surely be put to death, for whosoever does any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from amongst the people. Their physical, today spiritual. Their physical, today it's a spiritual death. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. 6 days you may do work, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever does any work on the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout your generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. Listen, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and refreshed, and he gave unto Moses, when he made an end of the communing with him upon Mount Sinai, 2 tables of the testimony, tables of stone written with the finger of God. And when you go to Hebrews 4, it says there remains a Sabbath rest for the children of God. Understand what's being said here. New Testament, take this perpetual to all your generations, to two,
instead of year
of the 21st century. When you go into Hebrews, that is future and our time also. All the New Testament is there, but you can't pick and choose what you want to see and hear and read. The Lord says to the people of God, that is a Sabbath day. Stands. Listen. Listen. Psalm 78. Psalm 78. Psalm 78. I'm going there. Psalm 78. Be with me. Go with me. Almost there, brethren. Almost there. Psalms, the 78th chapter. 1 through 11. 1 through 11. Listen. We just came off Exodus 20. These are generations later. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in the parable. This is a parable. This is saying the things of the Lord. He spoke things in parables, yet he was telling people to keep the commandments of God. In Matthew 5, did he not say that I did not come to change the law or God's commandments, but I came to fulfill? Or the prophets, but I came to fulfill? But he was speaking them in their ears in parable. Yet there was only one law at that time. There wasn't different churches at that time. Either you were following God's laws or you were pagan. One or the other. There was no in between. And today there is no in between also. But we recognize Christianity and paganism. That is not of God. That is not of God. Only what he says, again, and I'm not trying to be facetious, leather to leather is the word of God, and I can go, and we will go, in the end, and show that God is true, leather to leather, but line upon line, precept upon precept, a little here and a little there, according to Isaiah 28. Listen. I will open my mouth, this is a depiction of Jesus Christ, in parables. But look what I just read before that. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have not heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and of his strength, his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, which is Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to the children. Those are the commandments and statutes of God, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn, rebellious generation, a generation that set not their hearts aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law and forgot his works and his wonders that he had showed them. In other words, the coming out of Egypt with a strong, high hand, the parting of the Red Sea, these things of that nature, they should be still in our hearts today. And understanding that God is like it happened just yesterday. That's how it should be to you and I. Like you and I saw the parting of the Red Sea, because we serve a God that cannot lie and will not lie. Listen carefully, brethren. Listen carefully. Psalms 103, 6 through 21. The Lord executes righteousness and judgments for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, plenteous and mercy, great mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our lawless deeds. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that we fear him, in other words, respectfully. As far as the east is to the west, so far has he removed our sins, transgressions from us. Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear and respect him. For he knows our frame, and he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are the grass and flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it and is gone, and the place thereof shall not be no more. For the mercy of God is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that respectfully fear him, and his righteousness unto those that remember his commandments to do them. Let's go, brethren, to Matthew 5. We're going to have to kick it a little bit. Matthew 5. Very important. Remember, brethren, and those on the tape, continuity. Continuity is very, very important when you're reading the Word of God. And I'm trying to do that through the Spirit of God as best as I can. Matthew 5, 6 and 10. Matthew 5, verse 6 and 10. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Those are they that are the saints of God, that keep the saints, that keep the commandments of God Almighty. Verse 10, listen. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.